Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill bunts towards third. Jones can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk bunts towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. Mostill moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Mostill scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan bunts towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Mulligan moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutshaw covering, for the out. Mulligan moves to third. McClellan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 0 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue strikes out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McClellan moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to home to get McClellan. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mulligan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. one out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Clark pinch hits for Topper Rigney. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler pinch hits for Herman Pillette. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.